in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night.
Testing.
And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show, this program, whatever you want to call it. Watching for Jesus program, we'll call it. Family, I've been doing this now for, I've lost track. I guess around 5 years, I suppose. 5 years, I can't believe it. 5 years I've been doing this broadcasting thing. You know, it's not even my trained expertise at all. Not at all. It's like you're a carpenter one day and next day you're on the radio, or you're a Marine and you're broadcasting on the radio next. That's quite opposite. Or you used to be a dentist and now you're working in construction. That must have mean you pulled too many teeth out, didn't use any protection. Family, I resigned that lifestyle of anti-terrorism, military mindset, law enforcement training, etc., self-defense, how to fire, shoot, kill, hurt, destroy, break. I got out of that. Government contracting, anti-terrorism, protecting people. That's a good thing, but I was subjected to the military, as a subcontractor, subjected to the politics of foreign governments and politics of the U.S. State Department, United Nations contracts, Congo, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Kosovo. I was not even in the United States for like 10 years, 12 years. I'd visit, but when I came back home, here's my point. you have a cultural shock when you go somewhere else. Are you supposed to? For me, it was normal to go somewhere was not normal. That was normal. So when I stayed overseas for 10 years, I didn't even have a home here. I put everything in storage, and I got rid of all my everything. I got no post office box, nothing. I had no connection except to pay a storage bill every month for 10 years. 10 years. Didn't have a home here. So my home was wherever my contract landed me. You understand this? So when I came back to the United States, for me, that was a cultural shock. Coming back home, I lived in austere conditions in one contract and a very threatening conditions in another. Potentially threatening and life-threatening in a couple others. But God protected. I'm not going in detail. There's no need for all that. So when I came back to the United States for like a week or 2 weeks or, you know, some kind of vacation about twice a year or something like that, it was a cultural shock coming back to the United States. I look at the malls. I was like amazed. This is amazing. I'd go to the grocery stores. Wow. And people complain? They worry about a little smudge on their wine glass? You got to be kidding me. Literally, this is kind of awkward, but it happened. I was in a mall, Crystal City, in D.C. First part when I had left, I hadn't been home about 10 months or something. I came back for vacation out of Saudi Arabia. It was anti-terrorism and all this, whatever. So I came home, and I went to a Crystal City mall there in Arlington. I was like a kid in a candy store. It was like, what is this place? Well, what's awkward was I was so enthralled in looking at everything, that I literally ran into a stanchion about knocked me out. I mean, people started laughing. I said some things to them I shouldn't have, but I was looking around and I didn't see the 3 foot round stanchion so much that it bounced from my head right into it and gave me a knot just about my forehead. I mean, it's like in a comedy movie or something. Other point is, I was just amazed at what we have compared to what I was used to listen. I had to be taken out of it to have the appreciation for it when I came back, or the amazement of where we live. The average person, certainly the United States is not this in some places, but the average person, you know, middle class, lower middle class, higher middle class, whatever, your big decision sometimes is, where are we going to eat? I don't know. I can't decide. What are we going to have for dinner? Oh, I don't know. Some people don't have that choice. Man, they got to eat. When you go to a restaurant or you go to a salad buffet and you look at other tables, you see people leaving food there. They leave whole chicken or whole, you know, half a steak. It's like, aren't you going to take it home? Oh, I don't eat leftovers. Really? You don't eat leftovers, huh? Okay. When you don't have, it's amazing what you really see what's important. We here in America take so much for granted. And there's people going homeless that you don't see in America. But nothing like overseas in Africa. Nothing like in even Saudi Arabia, which was, you know, it was good conditions, actually, in the compounds. Wow. You know, but the political, religious situation was really unbelievable. But you got used to it. And the way you adjusted your life there. But then the Congo, oh my gosh. And then Kosovo. Some of the greatest people I ever knew lived there, the Serbs and Albanians. Almost like a family, I miss them. I almost said to myself, my big mistake was coming back here. Take no offense, but almost wish I'd stayed in Kosovo because the people there were just amazing people. But they had issues. It was white against white. I was like, well, you know, in America, you know, we got white and black and Hispanic and whatever else. fighting each other, and blacks fighting blacks, whites fighting whites, and blacks and whites fighting black and whites. It's just ridiculous. But over there, it's Serbs and Albanians, Muslims and Orthodox Christians. But a lot of things I saw over there, what we did to those people is just egregious. Bush and Clinton and all these other wackos, liars in the pulpit and liars in the government, Luciferian, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. Oh, absolutely. They take a blood oath that would absolutely horrify you if you really knew. Naomi Wolf, Wesley Clark, Clinton, the rest of them. Oh, I got evidence and proof. I don't even hesitate 1 second. And if I anger somebody and they say, I'm not going to listen to this, I don't worry about it, none. I'm not going to back down 1 second. I believe in the truth. I believe in the truth. I've told my listeners, if you ever catch me in going away from the Bible or going, you know, other direction, to warn me, to tell me. I'm human. But if somehow I don't acknowledge what I've been teaching before, leave the broadcast. Don't listen to me anymore. If I've been compromised, don't follow me because you like me. If you don't like me, you're not listening anyway. Yeah, you see. But when they turn away from God, they turn away from the King James Bible, you got to go. Even if it's a family member, it don't matter. You got to go. You witness to them, you got to leave. Because you don't want to be pulled down, because they will. You pray for them, help them, whatever you can, I guess, but you can't stay with a preacher because you like them. When they're talking with the 501c3 control and they're using wrong Bibles, you got to go. Because your salvation, your walk with God is more important than family. It's more important than country. It's more important because this is permanent. It is eternal. Today, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now, and I'm going to expose Halloween for what it really is. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about some subjects of taboo. I'm going to talk about, politics, which is not taboo. Well, I don't know. The way I talk about it, sometimes it is. But anyway, I'm going to talk about the Christian association with masturbation. About how the demonic realm is encompassed into it tomorrow. How to destroy the curses and designs. How to be set free. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Because this family, this is exactly what's going on today. It's not the politics. It's not Obama. All that is all planned out. Family, you understand this? It's all planned out. All the wars that we're in, have been in, every single war, no exception, not one, have been pre-planned, orchestrated, and the winner and loser already decided. You understand what I'm saying here? And this can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. So that renders history books worthless. Every single war had been pre-planned, orchestrated with false flags, with the end of it already decided, with 100% chance of it ending the way they decided, with the exception of World War II. But they still brought the Nazis over, 10,000 of them, to America and Argentina, including Hitler. He died in 1967, 68 in Argentina. He came to America also. Yes, Adolf Hitler, you heard me exactly correct. Von Braun, all these guys. And now they've proven that the Nazis were over here. We brought them over. Nuremberg was a... You got to be kidding me. It's like a 911 commission. That's a joke. Not a joke to the people that died, but a joke as far as real administration and investigation is a laugh. It's a lie. Cover-up. All of them. Now, if you don't like me saying that, I can't help that. You want me to prove it to you that it's true? I can do that. Not liking it, don't change the truth. You cannot like the heat, but put your hand on it and watch what happens. It's hot. You cannot like electricity, but grab the wire and see what happens. It's going to shock you. Well, reality can be shocking when it's hidden from you. Reality changes, depends where you live and what you're dealing with. But we have different ways of looking at it. Like I was seeing the malls when I came back and the people just like nothing. And well, I'd been in austere conditions. I had to be taken out of it to see what it was really like to come back to it. Dedicate the broadcast, family, and let's talk about Halloween today, and then tomorrow I'll continue on with the perverse spirit, which it still is the same thing, actually. It's just a different way of looking at it. These are the facts I'm telling you, family. I just give you facts, and you don't believe me. I don't want you to, and then you check it out. Challenge it. Dadgummit, challenge it. Challenge every human that tells you something with some authority, and if you're on a broadcast, you are, no matter who you are. Whether I'm Howdy Doody or Elmer Fudd or at the high level on Fox News, whatever. You have some authority when you're on the radio, TV, or whatever. You're automatically given some authority just by being there. So you have a responsibility to tell the truth. That's why they control most all of the media. Hello. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. Father, we dedicate this broadcast, Lord, as we do every day. Father, we thank you for the blessings you've given us, Lord, to help us to see these blessings. Father, sometimes our minds are blinded by taking things for granted. And Lord, we need that Holy Spirit to open up our eyes, to give us new eyes to see through the eyes of Christ. Lord, sometimes the distractions keeps us from that. Father, we need that Holy Spirit to put us in the right path and in the right direction. We pray, Lord, for our citizens. We pray for our veterans. We pray for our children that's being targeted with these Luciferians and, Father, with these secret societies that's targeted the children for each generation. Father, for this generation, we pray that their eyes will be opened. Lord, we call upon you to expose these holidays for what they really are. Lord, we call upon you to expose the churches that are falling away. That, Lord, you bring out and expose those false preachers and teachers and the false prophets, that, Lord, you'll expose them all. And, Father, to guide me and, Father, to keep me straight. And, Father, if I fall away, to expose me. That, Lord, that the truth will be told no matter what, no matter who. Father, that you'll guide the ones that tell the truth and expose the ones that fall away. Father, that's what we need today is truth. Father, we're human down here, and Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance through the Holy Spirit to keep us on the right track through all this deception and quagmire that we're put into through Satan's devices. Father, we pray for healing of our family members and those that we've prayed for in the past, Lord, the Virginia and some others that we've prayed for, Lord, their healing in their bodies, Lord, and to help them, Lord, to pass that news to others, to use them in your glory. Father, pass that word of love of Jesus Christ, the true word of God in the King James Bible, Lord, and to prepare us for that days of revelation that's going to come true. That, Lord, you'll help us to see through this deception that's being brought out today in the churches, in the schools, in the politics, the political arena. Lord, that you'll expose the falsehoods and those that's working for Satan. Father, we call upon you to touch the hearts of those in the secret societies. Lord, to give them the strength, the knowledge, the wisdom, discernment. Lord, and to guide them out of these secret societies, to give them the courage to get away from it, to denounce the blood oaths they've taken, to keep no secrets from their families. Lord, to give them the courage to step away and protect them, Lord, when they become as martyrs upon their decisions. Because it will happen, Lord. We know that. The time of testing and trial is yet to happen. For some, it's already happened. But, Father, that it's going to be massive in the future. Father, we pray for these children that's being targeted for abduction, for the sacrifices and rituals. Father, to protect them. To allow some to escape, Lord, if that be your will. or, Lord, to bring them others to heaven in your bosom. Lord, we pray for these veterans that's being targeted by this technology, this voice to skull that they're silent about, that the voices, Father, you silence those voices. And in the children and in the veterans, that you render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs, these vaccines that's been shoved in their bodies, that, Lord, you render null and void the effects of these vaccines and this technology that comes with it. And, Lord, to bring out the truth in the pulpits today and exalt the true word of God in the King James Bible, to expose all the false Bibles. Lord, this is a lot to ask, but, Father, we need your help. And, Father, to expose the Wiccan that's in the government, the Wiccan that is in the schools, the Wiccan, Father, that are out there, to strip down their protection to show who they really are. And, Father, to close up these portals, to close up and expose the Illuminati and the fallen angels for who they really are, to bring out their words so we can identify who they are and to pray against it. And these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You wonder if these people are so smart out there, how is it we know that they're in a quagmire of political intrigue and secret societies that's going to go down, that they're going to die, they're going to kill the Freemasons? It's a promise and a guarantee. I'm trying to warn them of what they're really involved in. Then you wonder, well, who are you to say they are? Well, see, they're under secret society oaths. They don't break these oaths, so they don't ask questions. They believe those. These people pull people in by mesmer. I talked about this yesterday, how they mesmerize people. When you walk into a lodge, you walk into a tattoo booth, you walk into a seance thing, you've given authority to the supernatural to act on you. God pulls away from you. He don't go in there with you. When you go there purposely, he says, okay, go on. I'm here when you come back out, but you're going to have to call for me. And see, when you come out, man, you're carrying mud on your shoes. You got to clean that mud off. Family, that's the way it is. You've given authority. When you play with a Ouija board, you've given authority to that supernatural beings to come upon you like a parasite. The supernatural is the rule. It's not about Obama. It's not about what? It's not about the dynasty of Bush and Clinton. All this is what makes them up. I mean, it's way past all that. It's way past the New World Order and the Illuminati that we've been talking about for years. You that are a new learner, a new discovery of this Illuminati, they want you to know about it. They are the ones exposing themselves, but to their degree that they want to be exposed. It's when you start rebuking and correcting and identifying the true evil that it is, ooh, and then you get a following, a movement, now you're dangerous. They got to keep you under control. That's how they do countries and cultures that they develop. Right down to the individual. An individual that gets out of hand at the wrong time frame of that phase of the program, they kill him. JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Larry McDonald, Tupac even. That guy in the Beatles, Harrison. Barry Jennings, McKinley. They tried to kill Andrew Jackson 3 times. There's some presidents were assassinated you don't even know about. They were killed silently. that tried to get away. Most of the deaths of singers, dancers, songwriters, and actresses who signed their name to Lucifer, they won't let them get away. God convicts their soul, they want to get away, but when they find out they're leaving, they have to kill them. Or they re-socialize them, brainwash them again, usually about 27 to 28 years old, 29. That's why some of the actors and actresses and songwriters and dancers and all this, they freak out and cut all their hair off, or they do some crazy things to try to get out of it. Family, Halloween. I'm going to mention one thing here, a little bit here. I started to tell you, and I got off track, sorry. Sort of off track. I talked about it last night. Why do the politicians, the songwriters, dancers, professional wrestlers, sports stars that sign up to this, all these guys, why do they go into the Illuminati? Why do they pull themselves into this? Well, they're given privileges and powers, what's called the initiate or the adept. I talked about that last night in my Bible study, which I've got up on the site. You can go back and listen to it. It's called the seven transcendent privileges and powers of the initiate or the adept. There are seven powers that they give the adepts of the fall of the secret societies to pull them in. What amounts to is a bunch of lies. But high-level initiates and adepts of the secret societies are pulled into this from Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Freemasons that control your government, control your world finances, all that. They're at the very highest level. Are given these seven trusted privileges, powers of the adept, they call them. And then the powers and privileges which rank next to importance, I've got a list of those as well. Six of them. And the seven least privileges of the Magus, I've got seven of those. I got the details of why they are pulled in and why they keep. You can go listen to it if you'd like. I'm not going to cover it right now. But at last night I talked about it. I went over it pretty quick. But besides all the rewards they get, powers, riches, possessions, worldly honors, Carnegie, Nobel Peace Prize, all that's part of this. Rhodes Scholar. That's nothing to brag about whatsoever, because they've given a blood oath to lie, cheat, and to keep their mouth shut when they should be talking. Intellectual achievements, social prestige, sinful pleasures that you all don't know about. They find the best of the best, and they rain down upon them. That's why in Hollywood, Satan's called the Rain Man. Oh, yeah. That's what Rain Man's all about. Y'all know that? That's true. This is the reality, what's going on. In the meantime, they keep you all busy, tied up with these occult holidays. I'm sorry to tell you, but they are. All of them. I want to expose them today. And today is Sawi. I want to expose Sawi as Halloween. Oh, I'm part of this. You know, I've been in the same core education that everybody else has. And it's a tradition, and we hate to break tradition. But they've got us conditioned. I was talking to some people this morning at a place I go, and we were talking about what we're talking about today, of course, the Illuminati and all that sort of thing, and the way they control countries and all that. And the person I was talking to was agreeing, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, I knew that. Oh, yeah. Until I got to the part about religion, and I mentioned the religion, as immediate shutdown, because this person was a Mormon. Everything was going good, the conversation, in agreement. nice flow back and forth, until I hit that trigger word. Now, it won't be the same thing for everybody. That's what they've got us doing. There are seven areas I mentioned, right? The politics, religion, the finance, the arts, the sciences, and all this. Philosophy and the education and all this. So you talk about all the steps of Illuminati that's controlling. Then you hit that trigger, that person shuts down. It's like being hypnotized. Politics. And the Republicans start, hold on a minute now. My family is a Republican. I don't talk about this. It's immediate shutdown. And the Democrats were socialists to come. Whoa. My great, 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 great granddaddy was a Democrat and all this and all that. I don't listen to any more of this. They've got us conditioned to where when you hit that point, immediate shutdown. I don't want to hear anymore. Yep. It's amazing. You start talking about the art. Leonardo da Vinci, I like that guy. What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. He shuts down. Everything you said is gone. It's like they've cleaned the disc. Don't hear anymore. Well, I got to go. I don't hear anymore of this. It's amazing what they've done to our minds through the education system, which is based on humanism. So now the Halloween thing, I hate to bust people's bubbles. I really do. But I got to live in a world of reality. I have to do it. And if I'm sharing it on the radio, then I got to talk about it. Otherwise, I'm a coward or a politician. You see, and I don't believe in all that. I believe in telling the truth, darn it. Whether people like it or not, and if people want to listen, I'm going to do it. And then you check it out. Never believe what you hear, but you check it out. But watch out for that trigger word. Watch out for that trigger word. I do want to clarify, before I move to the next point about Halloween, I want to clarify something. A real touchy subject, of course, for Christians, masturbation. Oh, shut. Shh. Or the race issue. Shh. Homosexual. Shh. You see, they got us all scared to talk. Okay. I talk about it. You know, for me, it's a learning experience and to share and all this. I'm not afraid of any of it. The race issue, when I said yesterday, day before, whatever, I said that when you marry outside the race, you're going to have troubles in the flesh. Well, when you're divorced and you remarry, you're going to have troubles in the flesh no matter who it is. Troubles in the flesh means that you're going to have issues that you normally wouldn't have. Of getting together, of conversation, of maybe the finances, of maybe social involvements. If you're, for example, if you're divorced and you're going to remarry, and you say it's a racially divided family, well, you know, that's okay. Go ahead. But understand, when you go to the black side and you're white, you're going to have a little bit of an issue. If you're black and you come to the white side, you're going to have an issue. Now, the Gamble family, we're Scotch, Irish, Cherokee, and black. Now, my side was Scotch, Irish, and Cherokee. Another side of the family, the Gamble family, married some black folks up there in Pennsylvania. So they got mixed. The Gamble family is all kinds of mixed. It's mixed, man. It's like four or five brothers, uncles, whatever. For me, I don't care. It's great, man. You know, I don't care. It's whatever. But I'm telling you the strategy that's being used. I'm telling you the result of it. And I'm neutral on it. That's my point of view. You see, and I keep neutral. I have to. So, the Bible talks about remarriage. Well, aren't you committing adultery? And then people look for it and all this. When I say troubles in the flesh, there's going to be issues of trust, issues of in-laws, not outlaws, whatever. But deal with it. Pray. Use God to get through it. Don't let Satan put you down for these reasons of troubles in the flesh. There are trials and tests that you get through, man. You get through it. Well, they've created this to cause us problems. and not depend on God, but depend on ourselves, which isn't going to work. Depend on therapists, which they need therapists themselves. If it doesn't work, they just shove a pill in your mouth and take these every day. Now go away. That's how they do it. Here, give your kid all this sugar here. Oh, he's hyperactive? Oh, he's ADHD. Now give him these pills. He's calmed down? Great. Well, we give more of these pills every day, 4 or 5 of them. Keep him calm. You like that, don't you? Yeah. Keep him calm. Good. He'll get addicted to it and won't get off of it. Now, if you don't give it to him, you're a bad parent. Bad, bad, bad. Family, they got a scam going on with this ADHD nonsense. And Freemason psychiatrists are full of baloney. I'd say something else, but I can't on the air, and I'm a born-again Christian. I can't use those words anymore. There you go, Halloween, psychiatrist. Halloween. Cowards, as far as I'm concerned. Tick me off. Halloween is coming up tomorrow. Every one of our holidays, all of them, no exception, all holidays are based on days that they commit sacrifice, murder, wholesale, in the tens of thousands. Child Protective Service kidnaps the children. CIA puts them in secret places. Our presidents, legislators, Freemasons at the highest level, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Secret Society members, kings, queens, and princes murder children. Now, Nancy Schaefer, congresslady, was getting ready to expose the North American Union. And she was going to expose Child Protective Service, the kidnappers of children. That's what they are. Under the guise of protecting them. Now, I imagine they do protect some. But the main purpose of CPS, as they're told, is to confiscate kids so they can use them. A. Truott talks about the Boy Scouts and what goes on there in several places. Does a good program on that. CPS was going to be exposed by Nancy Schaefer, congresslady from Georgia. She was shot in the back by her husband. Then he committed suicide himself. Just can't decide whether he shot himself in the head or the chest. Family, is a murder-suicide. It's a murder-murder is what it was to shut her up, because they wasn't going to shut her up. She had taken him down. She's another JFK. She wasn't one of the congress ladies or congressmen that would turn tail and run and hide like some of the rest of them do. She's going after them. Well, they killed her. This is serious. This is no, I'm going to expose Halloween. This is supernatural. This is about secret societies. This is what they do behind the scenes in reality. Here's what they tell you in Halloween. Sawee, they call it. That's typically celebrated from sunset to October 31st to sunset on November the 1st, halfway between the autumn equinox and the summer, the winter solstice. Interesting. Then they'll say that some modern pagans consider it the witch's new year. Ooh. Through other traditions, simply be recognized Sawee. It's spelled S-A-M-Sam-H-A-I-N. Because it's Celtic, it's pronounced Sawee. End of the year. Which is New Year is what it is. Then they'll say to you that surrounding Sawee, the rituals, is bonfires and dancing and feasting and building altars to honor deceased ancestors. Isn't that nice? Bonfires, I guess you burn marshmallows there, right? They still tell you about the murders they commit. But anyway, It's one of the 8th annual Celtic festivals, Druids. You thought the Muslims were evil. You thought the Jews were the, it's a Jews conspiracy. No, it's an Arab conspiracy. It's a Muslim, no, it's a Druid conspiracy. And it goes back to Egypt. Gets deeper than deeper. Secret societies. Those are the instigators of death. Your Council of Foreign Relations. It's not Muslims. Muslims are the fall guys. Or the enemy? Sure. To keep you away from the Council of Foreign Relations, that's the enemy right there. That's what's filled up Arlington Cemetery. And the Jesuits, a band of murderers in the tens of thousands. Jesuits. Every one of them take a blood oath to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. Every mother son of them. The Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. I can't say it enough. That's the enemy of God. Pretending to be for God, but they don't. Now these holidays are indicators of the days that they commit sacrifices to their gods to open up portals for demonic possession and to get their objectives and their plans, their legislative bills passed. Federal Reserve Act. You know the Federal Reserve Act. Federal Reserve, which is a non-government organization, but a cartel of bankers controlled by the Illuminati. Federal Reserve Act, right? Is in December it got passed. That was a sacrifice night, December the 25th and December 24th. Just like October 30th and October 31st, same thing. April 19th, April 20th, same thing. Requires blood sacrifice. And you know one of the symbols that bring the demonic realm in is the so-called Star of David, or the pentagram we have on our flag. The pentagram is satanic, it's witchcraft. The hexagram for the so-called Zionist movement, no. The burning bush or the menorah is the actual symbol for the Jews, the real Jews, not the fake ones they got in Israel today. The real Hebrew Jews, oh, they're coming back. Yeah, they are. They're hidden. So these holidays, there's 8 of them. 8 annual Celtic festivals along the Imbolc, I-M-B-O-L-C, the Ostara, Beltran, Midsummer. Midsummer's Night Dream, ever heard of that? Lugnasid, Mabon, and Yule. Yule is Christmas. Mabon was the one we last went through. This one is Sawi, pronounced Celtic. Not the way it looks like, Samhain. No, it's Sawi. It's considered a luminal time, and the veil between life and death grows thin. Hey, did you like that? Did you like that? I'm going to say it again. It's considered a liminal time, illuminating time. You got it? When the veil between the second heaven, where the demons reside, and the fallen angels that are evil, and death grows thin, where you're able to be possessed easily with the demons. Let's call it for what it is. So they set food aside for ancestors that would either be in heaven or hell, by the way. And protective spirits, demons, and rituals honoring the dead take place. Well, protective demons and rituals of murder, rape, take place behind the scenes. Let's call for what it really does. Samhain is pronounced Samhain or Samhain. Is how it's pronounced. But we are celebrating it with candy and bobbin apples. And I used to be able to eat those. I don't have false teeth, but not yet anyway. Those, I really like those things though. Those molasses, corn ball things, whatever. The days I could eat them. And all the candy you brought as a kid. Oh, yeah, man. You'd separate it and all this stuff. Then there's a period of time that your parents had to do it for you because pins and needles and some of the nasty things they'd do with it, it got ugly. Now today, instead of marking up the windows, today they people die. You know, the other day, that thin veil we're talking about, that's the veil between the second heaven and the first heaven, and we here in the world is the first heaven. That is the first heaven in the Bible. The second heaven, the third heaven, is where God resides and the angels in heaven, is the third heaven. It's mentioned in Corinthians. The second heaven is where the demons and the fallen angels and Satan reside. Yeah, caramel apples, yeah. Somebody mentioned to me caramel apples. Those days are gone. So, the second heaven exists. Where are you going, Satan? I'm going to and fro, back and forth. Hey, preacher, what does that really mean? Have you told your congregation what that really means about human sacrifice of death and blood? By that terror that's caused by the victim? The witchcraft, the Wicca, in your government, in the world government, in your kings and queens, you got it? That they murder children, you understand what happens here? That's the reality of it. By that death and the release of those spirits or the soul from the death and terror that causes, somehow it opens up a portal allowing the demonic entities to come inside here to the first heaven. That's how Satan goes back and forth and to and fro. That's what the wars, family, abortions, and wars, death, destruction, drugs, that's what that's all for. That's the purpose of it. And the Freemasons know this at the highest level. They know it. It's called the royal secret. Buchanan and Clinton are high-level priests in the Luciferian order. Madonna, who's a cousin to George Bush, Kerry, Cheney, you heard me exactly right, and Brad Pitt, they're all cousins, and Madonna is a very high-level priestess in the Luciferian order and witchcraft. Most all of the rock and roll singers back in our day and today and rap and country are part of this. I won't play any more Dolly Parton songs because now she's getting down on Christians that talk about homosexuality and against it. She's now talking against Christians that do that. Family, these stars and singers, oh, that's a fact, are starting to come out of the closet. It pains me to tell you this, but it's true. And you don't believe me? Look it up right now. Look it up right now, Dolly Parton, what she's saying. Family, it's not judging homosexuals. It's saying, look, the sin you're committing, and the, talking to others that commit adultery, it's all the same. It's a sin in God's eyes. But you're warning them because you love them. You're warning them, hey, look, this sin's got to stop, man. You're judging me. No, not judging you. We're telling you. And the same thing if you commit adultery or if you commit murder, you think about it or whatever. It's the same thing. Homosexuality, you're not judging them. You're letting them know, look, this what you're doing is going to send you to hell. Now, you've got so-called like Steven Anderson and these others that say, oh, we're going to kill all homosexuals. They do that because they work for the Illuminati. Why? Because you see them saying all that. When you're trying to preach the true word of God, you're associated with that aberrant behavior of these so-called theologians. And Westboro Baptist Church, you know, those crazy people, they work for the Illuminati. They work for the Freemasonry. Phelps and all these guys, I know there's a connection between Christian identity, Westboro Baptist Church, Arnold Murray, James Dobson. They have a connection there, family. Council of National Policy, right-wing LaHaye groups and all that. They're all connected to this Luciferian agenda. Look up the Council of National Policy. It's under the Council of Foreign Relations. Family, they're all connected. Y'all may not like hearing that, but that's what it is. That's the reality. Halloween. So, these holidays accentuate this agenda. Every holiday, eight of them. They say the Yellow Book of Lacan, a medieval book of tales, reported the people referred to Sawi as the Feast of Mungfind. I know I'm not saying that right. M-O-N-G-F-I-N-D. That's Celtic thing. I never took Celtic. It's a legendary witch queen who married the king of Tara in old Ireland and was central to the ancient Sawi celebrations. Celebrations of death. And you know, some of the Halloween's most common traditions are rooted in Sawi, the harvest festival roots, carving pumpkins and bobbing for apples. Sorry, but that's what it's all about. It's a ritual. It's like walking into a seance. You give them permission. Some celebrate Sawi with a ritual to guide the dead home. Well, that's what the Bible says. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. And the opposite would be true as well. There's no such thing as soul sleep or annihilation. And so they have a ritual, Sawi, to guide the dead home. Wait a minute. Does that sound a little bit like Roman Catholicism? Don't y'all have like a three-day thing going on there where the dead hangs around or whatever? And by opening a prayers for the dead? Interesting, isn't it? Being that Christianity has pagan roots, it's no surprise. Being a Christian is not about Christianity. Being a Christian is following Jesus. Christianity is following religion. Religion didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. Mary didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. Jesus didn't have any rosary beads. He didn't say anything about him on the cross. He is the fulfillment of the scripture. He is. Well, actually, the full fulfillment will be when he takes Jerusalem as a bloodline of David. That's yet to happen. And the Feast of Tabernacles, that's a 1,000-year millennial reign. Yeah, buddy. I threw a lot in there, didn't I? Anyway, a ritual. Guide the dead home. Opening up a western-facing door or window and placing a candle in the opening. Oh, those candles. Now, that's what they say. But that's not all it is. Let's get down to it. The autumn equinox, September 21st and 22nd, and marks the beginning of the thinning of the veil that separates the spirit world from the physical world, and the thinnest night is on Sawi. What am I talking about? A veil of water that NASA's not going to tell you about is between the third heaven and the second heaven. Satan was kicked his butt out with a third of angels in heaven into the second heaven. It's divided by a veil of water. Remember when God created the earth? He divided the waters. You ever thought about that? How you divide the waters in space? Well, NASA lies. NASA is a nestbed of liars. Absolutely. And the astronauts are no better. Because they've taken a blood oath to lie. Because they are Freemasons. Freemasons, your first degrees, they believe they're doing the right thing. You got to warn them that they're being lied to by the adepts. And this is documented. This is documented. Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike, is one of the most evil organizations, but they cover it up by doing good deeds. The good deeds count nothing. Religion, doing good deeds, hides the pagan background that the people don't know. You are accountable for that, whether you know or whether you don't know. You are accountable. Oh, I was driving the car. I didn't know they were going to rob the bank. And then, come on now. I was just giving a ride. It's hitchhiking. They robbed the bank. I'm accessory. Family, this is rough what I'm telling you. I know that. I lose listeners a lot sometimes. I just have to tell you. Because people don't want to hear this. But I can't soften it up. It's in my heart to tell you the truth of what's going on. Darn it. You know? This thin veil, they cover over it, like I just told you a little while ago, how they cover over it. The veil between the second heaven and the first heaven is thinnest. So they have a veil that can't come through. You know, put that veil there? God did. But by technology and the knowledge of good and evil, quantum physics, chemistry, alchemy, science, yes, science, they've taught mankind how to open up that veil. When's the first attempt after the flood? Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. What did God do? He changed the languages supernaturally and drove everybody apart from each other. And then came the changes of the cultures. 10 generations later, you got Chinese. You got black. You got bronze. You got white. That's when the cultures changed, when God separated everybody. So we wouldn't plot against him. Satan has to bring everybody together, intermingle it, come together to have his new world order. You see what the big picture is? And where are they going to do that at? The North American continent, a place called the United States, was planned in 1200 A.D. Plans put forth 1425. 1492 began the first initiation of one culture into another. Columbus. That's why they name it Columbus Day. A very important time for the Illuminati. You all see the big picture here? It goes with everything I've said now the past hour. All this is connected and can be proven. When we talk about Ebola, if you want to, and colloidal silver and all this other thing, but that it's not going to matter. I believe in the big picture, what's really going on, and not this distraction they got us worrying about. Oh, don't forget about the 6 sunspots. Ooh. And the worldwide financial restructure of the system. Oh, look out. So, here we are, this pagan holiday, the thinnest, is October 31st, allowing the demonic realm to come in. That was what 911 was all about. That was the purpose of 911, was to open up the portal by human death sacrifice, September 11th. It was planned September 11th, 1966, symbolically by the Druids. That was 911. That was the purpose of it. Wasn't Zionist, wasn't Muslim. It was what I'm talking about right now. September 11th is part of this. It's referred to as Harvest Festival, the Feast of Ingathering. It's the pagan version of Thanksgiving and sharing of food. A good thing, but it's also a holiday that they use. The worship of gods and goddesses occurs in order to keep the blessings during the cold winter months ahead, they say. It's also the midpoint between Lugnasa and Sawi. A human sacrifice is desired for the gods, fallen angels, demons, and goddesses, fallen angels, in order to protect the people from the winter, they say. Harvest festivals account for this. So then we move into October 31st. Everything is prepared for October 31st, when the veil is the thinnest. Sawi, All Hallows Eve, or Halloween, is a 3-day fire festival in which sacrifices were given to fires for the sun god. And Sawi is a festival for the dead. Beltran is a, B-E-L-T-R-A-I-N-E, is a festival for the living. There's a whole lot of traditions that goes with it. It's Festival of Sawi from October 29th to the 31st, and it's accumulation of Halloween night. Sawi is the Samhain, or Sawi, however you want to call it, S-A-M-H-A-I-N, is a Celtic lord of the dead. He's considered a stag god of sort. Stag god in the occult is always a kind of a reference to the ancient male god Nimrod. Uh-huh. Boy, that should strike a bell for some of you. He depicted with one horn. Sound a little bit like Revelation going on here? Or multiple horns appearing in antlers like Moloch. The horn god. Symbols. The goat head. That's what that means. Your two fingers up like Texas Longhorn thing. That's not what that's for. The lie is it's for Texas Longhorns. That's to cover it over. The other lie is Helen Keller, I love you sign. I love you, Lucy. I love you, Lucifer. Helen Keller was in Theosophy Club. She was a follower of Helena Blavatsky. She was a Satanist. Oh, Tom, quit. No, I'm not. She was a Satanist. So she fooled everybody. The I love you is I love you, Satan. Now, to understand more of the holiday, you have to revisit the information about the occult and pagans and all that. And the basis of the occult attachment to the holiday is a Druid priesthood involvement. And they actually, in some places, the Celtic people go to the British Isles and other such monuments and so forth, and they have a priesthood known as the Druids during the Iron Ages. And they've spent time with Illuminati and occult claim to know the entire story, what it's really about, and it's a Druid sacrifice. The famous one is Stonehenge. Oh, they'll be having all kinds of ball going on there. That's where the Druids go to worship their stag god, the horned god, on the 8 holidays per year. There's a lot of stone hedges across the globe. It's not just one. And what they do is absolutely horrific. Now, where do we get the tradition of trick-or-treat? They have candy back then? No. The cauldrons boiling, the potions are brewing, and the Yule logs are blazing, and the forces of Satan are in the highest rituals and ceremonies. That's what really happens. And the powers of the demonic world are loosed out, and they're running around crazy seeking bodies to enter. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, for some people, it means just this. October 30th. Farmingdale, New York. A man with a history of psychiatric problems, he was possessed, decapitated his mother, dragged her lifeless body into the street in front of their home, then killed himself by walking in the path of a nearby oncoming train. Had to be some timing going on there. The neighbors initially took the woman's killing as a macabre Halloween prank. Well, Patricia Ward, a 66-year-old professor, was killed Tuesday night in her Farmingdale apartment, just steps from a Long Island Railroad station. Nassau County Police Detective, Lieutenant names right here. Her 35-year-old son, Derek Ward, committed suicide several minutes later by walking in the front of a commuter train approaching the station. Her torso was found by a curb. Her head was several paces away. Police said a knife was recovered in the apartment. Shall I continue? Oh, this is one of many. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, he's just crazy. They're not going to realize what we're talking about today. It is supernatural. Now, whether he's on psychotropic drugs, I don't know. Whether he was into witchcraft, I don't know. Whether he's a Freemason, I don't know. Whether he's MK Ultra, I don't know. Fact is, he was possessed of that time. This is representative of what's going to be happening and why and the reason it is. It's not about the drugs. The drugs open up the portal. It's about the demonic possession. That's why December 25th, everybody says, oh, people die to commit suicide because they're depressed. They don't have anything. Family, it's a pagan holiday. Jesus was born in September. Wasn't even born in December. They use these days. They buy off with gifts. Halloween, Christmas parties. All this to keep us placated while they, under the cover, at the highest level of government, highest level of kings and queens, CEOs, whatever, commit murder wholesale. And nobody goes to jail for it because the CIA covers it up. FBI at the highest level covers it up. They make arrests here and there just to make it look like they're doing their job. It's got to be frustrating for good FBI agents. It's got to be frustrating for good CIA agents. It's got to be frustrating for good cops because there's nothing they can do about it. Unfortunately, some of them joined, but moving on. Centuries ago, the Druids, pagan high priests in Ireland, would go through the neighborhoods and countryside on the eve of October 31st, and they would go around in Ireland to collect offerings to Satan on the 31st of October. And what they'd do, they'd carry lanterns. There's where that tradition comes from. And bags for money. Don't say bags for candy, family. Bags for money. And a cane. Except this cane wasn't for walking. This cane was for cutting. Because a very sharp point on the end of this cane, and what's called today is a leprechaun staff. Or a good luck horn. Or a fairy's wand. Now, what would happen at each house? They would actually demand a specific amount of treat money. If the household could not or would not give the offering, a penance or some kind of treat, something, this druid would use his cane and castrate the male human or one of the prized male animals. There's your Halloween. And these rituals and secret ceremonies and all this and obligations and covenants that's being kept by the cultists and Satanists on particular days and nights, multitudes would gather in worship and prayer and sacrifices to the God of this world, who is Lucifer, for now. There are certain levels he can't go, that God won't let him. But when we pull away from God, Lucifer has more latitude, more opportunity, more power. The veil gets thinner. You got it? Same-sex marriage. The more states that cut it out of their law system, the more God steps away from that country, from those people. They know this. This is why they're doing it. This is why there's a, I call it the cattle rushing to water in the desert, move to try to get a federal mandate, change the laws to make homosexual marriage legal. Then change the laws to bring in marijuana legal. That's to medicate you. And they make child euthanasia in Oregon. They do these things on certain holidays. Now you see how it works? So the more the country steps away, legalizes abortion, legalizes child euthanasia, legalizes drugs, legalizes homosexual marriage. God says, okay, you want it, you got it. God steps away. And that's when judgment comes upon a country and a culture. And I'm not talking the Harbinger, Shimatov, that Jonathan Kahn job. That's all a bunch of baloney. Or Four Blood Moons, that's another bunch of baloney. Family, these people are taking money off of people's fear. It's egregious. Instead of promoting God's holy word, they're promoting their own books of lies and falsehoods. Halloween. These spirits gatherings, it's like a family reunion or holiday celebration. In the natural or earth realm, but only these are demon spirits or the departed dead they think are gathering for the rituals and sacrifice. It's actually demons. Some of the demon spirits present at the celebrations they think comes from the embodied living clan or tribe members. It's actually demonic interference. They think the departed ones are with them. The witches set this up. The warlocks control it. The Wiccan. You know, the family spirits are called into rank by the wizard or the witch, and they're led by the Lord Druid. That is until they're divined by the spirit guides to the spirit divination. That's where you get your spirit guides. Only for $19.99, you can buy my book and series on how to find your spirit guide and find your inner self through the inner animal and blah, blah, blah. You know what they got here in Mount Airy recently? Woo, they're sneaking up on us in Mount Airy. You know, old country Mount Airy here, Andy Griffinville. Somebody showed me an article, October 28th. That's recent. Business Bulletin Board. Congratulations to this individual. I started reading it. And I found here, look what I found. A spirit psych holds ribbon cutting and grand opening in Mount Airy. Congratulate this individual, they say, on the cutting of the spirit psych. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what it is? The spirit psych is one of the newest medical alternatives treating stress and anxiety. Stress kills. Ooh. The number one killer in America. Ooh. But here's what the deal is. What they're using, the methodology in this new business, is existential values therapy, or EVT. Fam, that's existentialism. Yeah, that's New Age, 1,000%. The treatment of various disorders, related to stress and anxiety, fear required sessions, attain healing, Reiki. Family, this is all demonic. I'm sorry to tell you, it is demonic as it can ever get. Aromatherapies and herbal road rage bags and herbal road rage bags? Is that like the, hey, Joint Chief of Staff, you guys, is that kind of like that nose spray you got for anti-suicide? Surely, the goodness gracious, you're not that stupid. Oh, yeah, the military, they have a spray for anti-suicide spray. They must get a lobotomy when they go to the CFR or go to the Joint Chief of Staff. They've got to do a lobotomy. It's got to be it. They can't be that stupid to provide nose sprays for our veterans. To stop the suicide by nose sprays? That's egregious. I don't want to tell you about it. That's 4-star general. How come they don't have the guts to say, you got to be kidding me? Oh, I don't know about this. Anyway, so let's go back to that. Existential values therapy. in Mount Airy, North Carolina. They don't have a clue. They have no idea what they're dealing with. I know I'm not making many friends today, but I can't help that. You know, people have got to wake up, man. People have got to wake up. The spirit of divination is as the central communication division of the demonic spirit world that exists. Do y'all go to church at all? Well, yes, we do. How dare you ask me that, Tom? Good, okay. So, you go to church, right? Now, those of you are atheists, you're probably not listening anyway. But if you're going to church and you believe in God, have you seen God? You're going to say no, because you haven't. Have you felt Him? You can probably say yes, because miracles happened in your life. Yeah. So then you believe in the supernatural. Well, if you believe in God, you believe in the supernatural, you know it exists, then why is it that people run or even think you're crazy when you talk about the spirit world and demons? Because the preachers, the pastors, the popes and the priests, and the bishops, rabbis, and cardinals and whatever they call themselves have failed in their job. Because they're not teaching the parishioners, they're not teaching the synagogues, they're not teaching the cathedrals on how spiritual warfare really works. So I'm teaching you how to shoot a firearm, but I forget to tell you to put bullets in the gun. Oh, I should have told you that. That's why the gun won't shoot. Oh, you don't have bullets in it? Oh. It's the same thing. Because when I talk about it, it scares people. Again, fear him that can kill both the body and the soul in hell. Family, you do not want to be separated from God. And the way to do that is to ignore, to be disobedient to Him, and to ignore Jesus Christ. And just think by sitting in church, you're okay. You're not. You got to renounce it. Oh, you got to renounce the oath. You got to renounce the sin. Take Jesus as Savior. Homosexual, renounce your sin. Adulterer, renounce your sin. And sin no more. They keep forgetting to put that in there. Well, I can't do that. Okay, well, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and He will. But we keep doing these things to open up portals. That's my point. Witches. Wicca. The good witch of the north. Witches. Evil witch of the south or east or west or whatever. No. Witchcraft is witchcraft done. That's it. All witches are witches. You have some that have... Irene Parks, for example, she became born again. John Todd was a warlock. He became born again. But it's hard to get out of it. But that don't mean you can't do it. And then you can bring others to Jesus Christ. Sometimes these assignments, you know, in Acts 16:16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, fortune telling, automatic writing, remote viewing in the military. It's all the same. Ho ho, I threw that in there, didn't I? That's correct. It's the same thing. The assignments that the demon spirits from the second heaven receive bring about rebellion in the supernatural satanic realm. And the spirits want to continue to control that area. They want that body. Give me that body, yeah. They want that body, man. They want to operate in this realm with a body so they can feel. And they want your body. That's what the bottom line is. The vaccines are a way they can gain entrance. The vaccines are ways they can gain interest. I wanted to say it twice so you know I wasn't making a mistake there to remember what I said. That's what the vaccines are for. They want to control the area that they're in by body, nation, society, system, or whatever control they received for their obedience to Satan. And their big achievement is to get a Christian to turn away from God. They'll try everything. They will be friendly to you. They'll say God. They'll say Jesus. They'll say, oh, I love God. I love Jesus. Oh, I love the Bible. Yeah. And then when you get your confidence, they turn on you. Every time. They like to continue to embody members of the same family. It's called a generational curse. They prefer humans, but will settle for animals. They can possess animals. You believe in God, don't you? What does it say in the Bible? It says about the demons wanted to go inside those pigs. The demons were inside that serpent. The demons were inside that donkey, that jackass that talked. Oh, come on. All right, Tom. Come on now. Why do you think Disney is Illuminati? For the children, for the sexual innuendos of his empire. Look it up. You don't believe me? You look it up. He was a pedophile. And when you have talking animals in Disney, oh, there comes Mickey Mouse. Oh, he's a talking Mickey Mouse. Talking mouse. What's going on here? You have fiction. You have fun. Take me with Mickey here. Hey, Mickey. Oh, hello. I'm a college student. I just do this on a part-time. Oh. They associate the fantasy but the supernatural as being fantasy, when the supernatural is real. The fantasy is fantasy. It's association. But October 31st is the highest Sabbath, Mass, and Holy Eve. December 31st, it gets ugly. You have millions of persons that vie for power. Supernatural powers of evil, they work their curses. That means dispatching demons. That's what that means. The hexes. The Star of David is a hexagram. Hagee, Mark Blitz, you other guys. Tell it like it is. Used for witchcraft and blood sacrifice. Like our pentagram on the national flag. I'm sorry, but it is. The spells and powers to manipulate. Controlling power over lesser forces of darkness. Power to control the present world system in every country. The Muslim flag is a star and a half quarter moon. Allah is Satan. The morning star, the star, not the bright morning star, it's an old different ballgame. Morning star is Lucifer. The half moon is Allah, moon god. That's what that means. Our star is the stripes. The stripes, 13 Illuminati families. The stars are for pentagram, a lesser power than the hexagram, Star of David, the Star of Rephaim. Yeah. It's a high-powered witchcraft symbol that draws powerful demonic forces to it. That's the purpose of it. You know, many of the people are saturated in demonology with demonic spirits. They're already in control of government establishments. Military, Wiccan in the military, Fort Hood, is massive. Camp Lejeune in Paris Island, Fort Jackson, Fort, all of them. Some places worse than others. That's why you had those ritual sacrifices in Fort Hood. That's the purpose of it. I'm exposing exactly what's going on. To let you all know, exactly what's going on. Yeah. You know, you wonder how many people you really help these days. Satan works on you, so you're not helping anybody. What you're doing is, doesn't work. Fort Hood shooting, I don't buy off on it, though. Family, do you not recall what I said about Sawi? You recall so far. All Saints Day, November the 1st. Sacrifice Day for ritual sacrifice. Family. The 2009 Fort Hood shooting was November the 5th. It was a mass murder. And the shooter was a U.S. Army major, psychiatrist, Prozac, shot 13 people, injured 30 more. Don't tell me that wasn't a premeditated sacrifice, a ritualistic sacrifice. They want to blame it on Muslim. That's the fall guy. The reality was, it's a Druid sacrifice of souls. Another sacrifice day is early April, the 19th of April. The 2014 Fort Hood shooting was April the 2nd. Now you know why. This is what really goes on in the background. And here we are at Halloween. This is the reality. Get close to God, family. Don't let Satan pull you down. He reminds you how what you're missing at your evil, what you did in the past. Don't let it happen. Don't let these other shows and other programs bring fear to you. You got God on your side. What are you worried about? Those saturated in demonology already control the government, always have been. Financial systems, education, science, the arts, finance, worldwide. I've talked about those many times before. And these spirits that's inside these people are superior and receive obligations and sacrifices from lesser spirits. But all of them have their origin in the supernatural Lucifer, Satan, all connected, the collective. And they're under the powers of familiar spirits that you can't see, but operating. Your witches, your druids, your wizards, set on the bench of judge or lawyers or police chiefs or legislators or presidents or presidents' wives. That's why they're involved in the occult, in the reading of tarot cards and seances. Mary Todd and the Bush family of the worst. Queen Elizabeth. Oh my gosh. I'm not talking small time here. Your sorcerers and pagans of every breed are in high mass and tribe and clan are calling a reunion in the supernatural realm. And they are Sabbaths to the worshippers of Satan, people in the occult, and they take these days very seriously. So the highest Sabbath mass is on the eve of October 31st. It's known as Holy Eve. Does not say in the Bible? What does it talk about in the Bible? Does it not warn us? About that, and that the Sabbath is fulfilled by Jesus. It does. It talks about not being judged about what day you pick. I'm not going to get into that right now. Colossians 2, 16 and 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat. I can eat pork if I want to. Get over it. It says in the Bible, it is clear. There's no way to take this out of context. Colossians 2, 16 and 17, 18, 19. It says, well, thereabouts. It says, 2:16, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Now, how more clear can you get? These are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. What? Golly. So Jesus says, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill it. And Colossians confirms it, which are a shadow of things to come, of him taking the throne. But the body is of Christ. So let no man beguile you of your reward in the voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, entreating fallen angels, there you go. Intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. It's all there in the Bible. That's amazing. It tells you right there. Holy Eve, holy day. No respect for it. It ends on November the 1st, which is a pagan's, which is New Year's Day. It's a time of proclaiming powers for control and leadership in the satanic realm, world systems. There's blood sacrifices offered to the god Baal in Baal worship, the sun god Ra. That's why they want you to worship on Sundays, everybody. And the Saturday, SDA, it must be Saturday, everybody worship. This is why they do it. So everybody be worshiping the same day. Saturday is a worship of Satan. Saturnalia. Satan, Sabbatean, family. No. Colossians 2:16-17. Confirm. No such thing. Any day is good for Sabbath. That you choose, as long as you do one. But it's through Jesus. SDA was formed by Illuminati. Jehovah's Witness, Illuminati. Joseph Smith, Mormon, Illuminati. Baptists, they got their own little, they're connected to the Vatican. Celebrate the holidays. It's all the same. The goddess of fertility, Diana, Ishtar, it's all connected. On the 18th of October, which has already passed, of course, the Lord Druid in Belfast and the faithful followers of evil spirits gather for 13 days. And before the eve of Halloween, or Sawi, or the Sabbath, they call it. You see, during that time, they offer sacrifices, human or animal, to the god of the spirit world, Satan. And you know that these sacrifices are to obtain super spiritual power. The Freemasons know it as a royal secret. By sodomy, murder, some kind of abomination. Third degree Freemasons know about this. And all the followers must give a blood sacrifice of some kind. Some give their own blood. Others offer an animal's blood. And the more power they want, the greater the sacrifice. Somebody show me something in today's paper again. I bring these papers up to show you how up close and personal it really is. Dated October 30th. Oh, heck, that's today. Question was, in one of the editorials, Ask Sam, in the Winston-Salem Journal, today, said, quote, I've heard for years that the animal shelter and humane society won't let people adopt black cats around Halloween. Is that true, or is it just an urban legend? Answer. Some pet adoption services do restrict such adoptions at this time of year. But that's not the case of either of these organizations here. We are aware that black cats can be a risk around Halloween, says this Sarah girl at Forsyth Humane Society. In all of our adoptions, we pay close attention to ensuring there's a good match for both the animal and the people, and the adopters understand the responsibilities, etc., etc. Around Halloween, we do pay, you see how they tap dance? We do pay special attention to folks who are interested in adopting a black cat and may decline an adoption if we feel it's not in the best interest of the animal. We welcome pet-loving people to come to all our animals and adopt all year round. The concern about black cats at Halloween is twofold, according to urban legends. Snoops, you can't trust. They got some truth, like Wikipedia, but you can't trust them totally. But anyway, they say that people may be looking to adopt a cat for decoration, to abandon them afterwards. Second, that cats fall victim to satanic cults, which is true, may be used as a part of ritual sacrifice. Of course, they're going to go on and say it's inconclusive. But we know it's not inconclusive. It is true. There are certain animals that this demonic realm require. Why can't you just go out and get a possum? It don't work that way. They need a soulish, S-O-U-L-I-S-H. They need a soulish animal to sacrifice as close to a human as you can get. And a possum ain't it. And neither's a pig. But they'll get as close as they can. If they don't have anything else, they'll sacrifice an animal of any kind and terrorize it. The terror is where it accentuates the power, like they do children in some of these places the CIA knows about. They even record the screams. Did you know the drums is what drums are for? Yeah, you churches that have drums, it summons demons. Oh, I got the evidence. You want to get mad at me because I'm telling you? Go ahead. But I can prove it. The drums. That's why they use drums in these Rick Joyner's Morningstar Ministries. They use bongo drums. I know because I inadvertently went to one. And I said, oh, my, I need to get out of here. It was a three-day conference, and I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I could close my eyes and think I was back in the Congo. They came out with nothing but drums. I said, oh, this is not good. This is bad. And sure enough, the drums conjure up demonic forces. That is the purpose of drums. In the Psalms, it talks about the musical instruments that God approves of. It's in the Psalms 150 something or other. I don't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, it talks about drums. It talks about the actual musical instruments you can use. Drums, voodoo drums, bongo drums, rock and roll, Indian. That's what that's for. The drums summon demonic entities, spirits to your location. It's like a beacon. It's like, you know, a cat. It's like a goose call. And you're going to shoot geese or whatever. If you do that, I don't do that, but it brings geese that way. Same thing about a deer call or whatever you got. That smell, isn't it? Whatever. But you got the point. It draws the animals to you. Well, these drums draw demons to you. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it does. That's how they do it. And they used back in the day Nimrod and the Mayans, all of them murderers. I don't know why y'all put the Mayans on top level. Oh, this is a Mayan. They're a demonic family. They murdered children. And then the screams, they were drowned out by beating the drums. Especially when they put them in those bowls. Metal. Heat a fire underneath. Put the baby inside. Or in the arms of Lucifer that's made of metal, gold or whatever. Family, these people are evil. And they'd use the drums to drown out the screams and cries. What drums were used for. I'm telling you cold hard facts here, family. It's not easy to tell you, but you got to know what you're dealing with. At midnight, October 31st, the Lord Druid in Belfast, Ireland, he looses demonic spirits at the departed dead that's held in the bodies of animals. Remember Ghostbusters? Remember what happened? That's very close to the truth. They make a little movie out of it, but there's some truth to it. There's also Halloween going on then, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. The cultists or the worshippers may have satisfied the desires and that of Lucifer receives, and this from the Lord Druid, and their desired spirits and appreciation for their participants' obedience to obligations and their sacrifices. April the 30th, It's a day of pagan worship, a sacrifice for strength from reincarnated demon gods or agents of Satan. May the 1st, a cult to celebrate and dance and feast and orgies. And May the 1st was the birthday of Adam Weishaupt. May the 1st, May Day. May the 1st was completion of the world revolutionary plan that we have to deal with today, of the Illuminati. June 21st and 24th, another high mass animal human sacrifice. And from the eve of December 21st to the eve of December 24th is a high mass health. Blood is sacrificed to priests, druids, witches, magicians, sorcerers, the sun god Ra, goddesses, gods, the satanic realm. Happens in December. Of every nation for loyalty to Lucifer. For now. And with all these people are initiated in the worship of Satan these days. Pagans of every breed and nationality are participating. They make a secret covenant or obligation. Actors and movie stars and actresses and so forth. They're involved in this at the highest level. That's what they use TV for. See, I try to bring it home to you. Sort of. You understand what I mean. To let you know how deeply this involves your lives. Your actresses, movie stars that you love and care for, they would not be there unless they signed the blood oath and they've given their life to Lucifer. If they haven't, their career won't go anywhere. How up close and personal is it? How deep do they believe in it? Well, I'll tell you who we ask. Let's ask Jack Black at the MTA VA Awards. How about that? Is that close enough for you on TV? What does he say about it amongst thousands of people there on TV?
All right, Jack. That's good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now listen, since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal, 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 metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just wanted to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
Can you get no clearer than that? It's not funny. That's the reality. And when you look at this recording of the VMA rewards, there's over a couple thousand people in there. And when you start saying that, let's give a prayer to Satan and all that, you can watch in the crowd. Some of them are really uncomfortable. They put their head down, like sink back. Others like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the others like, that's conviction going on in their soul. That's why they react that way. How about Katy Perry? One more. Just so you get the idea of what really goes on.
You're doing really well now, but didn't you release a CD like almost 10 years ago?
I released a gospel record when I was 15 because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about... what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. Because I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
Can you get no clearer? How much clearer you want? How up close and personal is it? It's very up close. And your kids watch all this. And we'll give you one more. So you not say I'm just cherry picking. For example, how about Melissa Ford? Well, she tells it like it is.
I had to ask some friends because I was hearing a lot about her, and so they told me, you know, who she was and what she was doing. And I come from the school of thought. There's just some things that the public just shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like things that happen between two people, a wife and a husband, girl. I just don't think that it's for mass consumption. I just have always felt that way, and I just think that the whole idea of celebrity and fame has become really convoluted and, you know, kind of bastardized, like, whereas fame used to be the byproduct of success, and now it's the ultimate goal. And if your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there, like sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like, you're going to end up on a one-way street, and it's going nowhere. Like, that's just the truth. I've seen so many people, like, forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not worth it.
See, they're told if you sign this contract, and they see them kind of reneging, the Masons are told by the blood oaths they take, the first one, oh, don't worry about this. This is just idle words. It's part of a ritual. Doesn't mean anything. Well, that's a lie. James 5 says, any idle word, you're held responsible for every word you speak, no matter what. And the movie stars and actresses, they're told if you do a good deed, it kind of breaks the contract with the devil. Well, they're lying to them there, too. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. The Bible tells you everything you need to know. There's no other book anywhere that you need to read outside the Bible. You can if you want to, but all of them are corrupted. Everything except the King James Bible. And this is with evidence, you preachers, you rabbis, and your popes and priests and bishops and cardinals. You can't prove otherwise. You never have and you never will. Until the great falling away, then it's too late for you. Because you're failing at your job with your parishioners, your synagogues, and your cathedrals. You fail. When's the parishioners going to rise up and demand that their church, their synagogue, their cathedral, to come out of it and demand that the King James Bible, the true word of God, be preached? When's it going to happen? They'll give you silly excuses that they've learned in schools of theology that's nonsense. Every time. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. It says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells inside you, in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no glory, men glory in men, for all things are yours. That's what it says. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what it says. Whatever Christians should do should bring glory of the Lord to him, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to him, Jesus Christ. So can you tell the world who you are glorifying when you get dressed, or allow your children to dress like the devil, his emissaries, or any other participation? Are you going about doing the right thing when you tell them there's a Santa Claus and there's not, or a tooth fairy is where it came from? Is that the truth or a lie? Exactly what we're doing when you participate in any of the occult. The occult worship, the holiday for the forces of evil. Everybody's aware of certain tricks which make the news each Halloween. Ground glass and razor blades and needles embedded in candy. That's a problem. Some of the other things that's done, but it's not publicized, are to dip candy in urine and excretions and rewrap it. Seducing children as they come into the house or putting hairs on children which carry a hex. You don't know about this. These things are very unpleasant, and we ourselves do not want to talk about it. People don't. I do. But that's just me. But the most distasteful thing is that when these children unknowingly are subjected to evil and wicked people, you have to look for these effects, these results. You have to know your child and how they react. You know, the effects from demonic invasion are gradual in most cases, by the way. The personality of a nature of a child changes from their usual gentle, sweet self, or even active, to rebellious and ugly individual. But of course, you can't see this when you got them pumped full of ADHD drugs. And that's the purpose of the drugs. They hype them up on the sugar and Coca-Cola, like in our day it was cocaine in the Coke. And then they put sugar in it, tons of sugar in those Coca-Cola. They're hyped up, oh, your kid's out of hand, you need some drugs. And they do that on purpose, and they get addicted to the drug. That's what's going on today. And then if you don't do it, the CPS comes to get them. That was awkward. Family, this is how it works. Nationwide, worldwide. So the personality or nature of a child changes from the usual gentle, sweet little old self to that rebellious, ugly individual wearing black nail polish or little doodads or tattoos of pentagrams, etc., on their bodies. Look at, yes, where you got to know the signs and symbols of these necklaces and things they wear. They are possessed in these things. The Ouija board, absolutely. It don't matter whether it's pink, blue, red, or green. It's a Ouija board, and it's demonic. Family, it works. The Ouija board goes back to 600 A.D. as a device to break into the second heaven. It works. You know, you don't believe it's the same adorable, easygoing, lovable darling you once knew. That's why the Masons that's taking the blood oath, their personality changes. I know for a fact on that one. Oh, yeah. You got your Harry Potter dressing up. Superheroes. That's your fallen angels. The hierarchy. That's what the superheroes are all about. Did you all know that? X-File, all this stuff. X-Heroes or whatever you call them. I don't know. They call them something like that. Family, this is that's what the hierarchy is all about. Superheroes, superpower. This, people only knew. Gosh, man, it's just so frustrating. You learn these things and you want to tell people to stay away from it and what to watch out for. And then if you try to, they think you're crazy. Then if you want to show them the evidence, they run. Whoa. The drums are demonic, family. I like music. The drums, like, wow, but I have to know. I have to tell you. I have no other alternative. Your only alternative is to listen or just to run away. But I'm telling you what happens. That's why you have drums in these, like in primitive cultures. And in the churches, the mega churches. That's the purpose of the rock and roll. When you see them out there in the mega churches, and they're doing all that, moving around with their hands, and oh yeah, it's inside, it's Jesus, but the good feelings are Satan. You got it backwards. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150, verse 1. Praise him in the firmament of his power. The mighty acts, praise him according to the excellent greatness. With the sound of the trumpet, praise him in the psaltery and the harp, the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Not the same kind of dance as hoochie coochie. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. And praise him with the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. They try to make the trimble, the timbal, brill, whatever, and the cymbals to be the drums, but it's not the same thing. Don't let them fool you, and don't you be fooled. Why would you let demons use your body? That's what happens. Family, I've just scratched the surface today. I've just scratched the surface. I'm going to talk about some more of this tomorrow. And I want to talk about tonight what Christians can do. That's where I got to when I talked about this last night at Bible study. Tonight is going to be on Bible study. It's going to be solutions. It is recorded. I got it labeled on my either Bible study broadcast archives. And I'll talk about that tonight. You know, there's so much I'd like to talk about and get out to people so they could find ways. This is all about supernatural, family. It's not about Democrat, Republican. It's not about World War III and all this and all that. Are these things going to happen? Sure. But family, the bottom line is supernatural. This is what drives everything going on today. And they got you going around in different directions, not connecting the dots, and nothing's being done. The high day is on the calendar. February the 2nd, March 24th, May the 1st, June 24th, September 24th, October 31, November 1, and December 24, 25. Those are the high days of death, destruction, blood, sacrifice. Isn't it a good thing I'm not going for any kind of a... I forgot about April 19th, though. April 19th and April 20th. I sure wouldn't get any votes if I want to go for some kind of public office. I tell you. But family, you got to know what's going on. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, which there are seven of them, by the way, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. That is what we're dealing with. Not Republicans, not Democrats, not Obama, not even the Illuminati. These are all being used by the rulers of darkness in this world. The principalities. Spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what's using everything else. And with that comes spiritual warfare to have to deal with it. And it's not being taught today. The Bibles were changed to hide it. I'm going to talk tonight about what a Christian can do. We need to have solutions now. What can a cultist do to help yourselves? That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. A little bit about the demonic realm. But the love of Jesus defeats it all. But you got to call on him. He came to us first. Now we got to go to him. And just saying you're a Christian, just going to church, saying I'm born again, just saying the prayer, born again, it don't get it. You got to want it in your heart. You got to have faith in what you're saying he's hearing, and that you mean it. Because he's lived a life too, but he wasn't a sinner. He didn't go to hell to be punished. He went to paradise, the gulf across from the Sheol, and pronounced that hell hath no hold on him. He came out of there. Well, family, we're at toward the end. I want to remind you that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, has highportradio.net, and he plays our broadcast and broadcast and my Bible studies at his network in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he has sponsors up there, so if you go to highportradio.net, you will find his sponsors. If you live up there, see if you can use his sponsors and give him a good word. He's a good man. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies, and I do appreciate that. That's part of it there. His phone is 973-551-1150, highportradio.net. And see, you know, if you can give some help there or whatever would work. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And that's where I do my ministry. Well, family, you have a great evening. And tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And then tomorrow, end of the week, we'll continue on what we're talking about today. So thank you all for coming by. And we'll see you all tonight, 8 to 9, or tomorrow, 4 to 6. Have a great night. This is your watchman, signing off.
For the bars away, Jesus.